And now to the billion-dollar campaign for president, what will be by far the most expensive race ever. The latest fundraising numbers are in for July through September, and Senator Hillary Clinton leads the pack with $27 million raised during that stretch. Her top Democratic rival, Senator Barack Obama, collected $20 million. The rest of the field, both Democrats and Republicans, trail far behind.
Joining me now to talk about the numbers and what they mean is John Dickerson. He is Slate.com's chief political correspondent and a regular voice here on this program. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. Well, let's look at these Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Any surprises there that they're leading the pack?
Well, it's not a surprise that the two of them are leading. The Hillary Clinton number is quite extraordinary. It's the third quarter where we all expected the fundraising numbers to be down. And, you know, she has really outperformed Obama, who was supposed to be the fundraising phenomenon on the Democratic side. And it also is great for her because it sort of cements this front runner status that she's been pushing ever since she got into the race.
Although Obama still has more money than she does for the primary race, right?
That's right. He has just a tiny bit more for the primary race. It's so close that they're just neck and neck. But this Clinton fundraising number is a surprise.
Let's talk about John Edwards. He has chosen to go for public matching funds. What does that mean?
Well, it means that he's tried to turn his difficulty with fundraising into a sort of principled stance. And the problem with him, though, is that he's trying to make it a three-person contest. And at least as far as the fundraising story goes, it's really a two-person contest between Clinton and Obama. So this is just another instance in which he has to fight for column inches in the newspaper and trying to get into the stories that are now really about the two people at the top of the Democratic race.
And the Democrats are outpacing the Republicans. What's going on there? Why are they raising so much more money than the Republicans?
Well, the Democrats are raising more money than the Republicans because their base is energized and excited about all the different kinds of candidates, all of whom Democrats think are strong. Republicans are still depressed. The president's approval ratings are still low. There are constant stories about disappointment and breaks within the Republican coalition. And the great savior, Fred Thompson, who was supposed to come in and excite all of the Republicans who had been so depressed, had a pretty paltry $8 million in this quarter. Not bad for the quarter, but remember, this was his first quarter as a candidate, and he was the one everybody was waiting for. So it's still kind of the story of Republicans in a state of depression.
And John, the pressure on the people who raise the money for the campaigns must be enormous. Rudy Giuliani is the latest to replace his chief fundraiser, and we'll speak with her in a moment, Anne Dunsmore. But John, what does this indicate for Giuliani and the others who have changed their fundraising teams?
Well, there's particular pressure on the Republicans for three reasons. As I discussed, there's this sense of upset and depression in Republican ranks. And so there's pressure on each of the candidates to show with their fundraising numbers that they can create a sense of excitement, that they can bring in these dollars and bring in a number of donors, which is a sort of proxy for enthusiasm. But there, within the Republican candidates, you have Mitt Romney, who's writing checks to his own campaign. And so for Giuliani and Thompson and McCain, they have to raise more money to keep up with another candidate who's got a nice hefty bank account. And why does that matter? Well, Romney is running ahead in Iowa and New Hampshire, and a lot of people believe it's because he spent a lot of his money on television advertisements, which is where a lot of this money goes. And so you not only have to keep up with his bank account, but you have to keep up with all those points of television advertising he's putting up. And that puts a lot of pressure on the people paid to go find money for these candidates.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
That's John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com.